Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about some new restrictions placed on Tesla in China that have been getting a lot of attention today. We also have an update on Tesla's newest casting machine, a little bit of news in Michigan, an update on Bitcoin, and then I thought we could end the week with a quick check-in on SpaceX. Tesla stock, after trading down all day today, managed to finish in the green with, I think, the help of the closing cross trade. If you're not familiar with that trade, I have done an episode on that. Go check that out. But in that last 10 minutes of trading, Tesla managed to sneak into the green, finishing up 0.25% to $654.87. That compared to the NASDAQ up 0.75%, as yields, all the rage to talk about lately, held pretty steady throughout the day. All right, so the big news on Tesla today, which sure has generated a lot of fun headlines, is that Tesla's cars have been banned by China on military complexes and military housing compounds. From Bloomberg, I think they may have been the first to report on this before market open this morning. Quote, Tesla cars have been banned from Chinese military complexes and housing compounds because of concerns about sensitive data being collected by cameras built into the vehicles. The order, issued by the military, advises Tesla owners to park their cars outside of military property, according to people familiar with the directive who ask not to be identified because the information is private. The ban, relayed to residents of military housing this week, was triggered by concerns that the world's biggest maker of electric vehicles is collecting sensitive data via the car's inbuilt cameras in a way the Chinese government can't see or control, one of the people said, end quote. The most surprising part of this to me is that this was not already the case. I don't think people in the US would particularly love it if NIO or XPeng vehicles were driving around military compounds either. In a lot of cases, you're not even able to take your phone into locations like that. So I don't think this news alone would be all that surprising or discomforting to pretty much anybody. Where the concern comes from is wondering if this is a bad sign then for Tesla's fully autonomous driving aspirations. The flames of that concern, I think, were fanned a little bit by this Bloomberg article because they tie the FSD beta into this and the fact that Elon Musk said that the internal camera on the beta was being used to figure out if people were behaving responsibly and keeping their eyes on the road. Quote, concern over this program contributed to the ban by the military, one of the people said, end quote. So that statement doesn't really tell us much, but it did tie a lot of FSD beta, China ban conversation together. But we don't know how big of a factor that was from the statement. We don't know what the context of the conversation was. That sentence is vague enough that it could encompass a spectrum of responses, anywhere from the China source directly and without prompt, saying yes, the FSD beta camera usage is what led to this decision, all the way to Bloomberg asking, hey, did the internal camera have anything to do with this? And the source simply saying yes. While the timing does line up, it's kind of hard to believe that that would be a major prompt for this decision, because as Bloomberg writes here, quote, none of the in-car cameras in Tesla sold in China are turned on or part of the FSD beta trial, the Tesla representative said. Tesla's privacy policies comply with national laws and local regulations in China, the person said, end quote. All that being said, I do think that the risk that this brings to mind is a valid risk. I certainly don't foresee China just completely banning Tesla in its entirety or anything like that. And thus far, China has been very supportive. Elon Musk has been very complimentary of their working relationship. But there's obviously more risk that something could change there in China than there is in the US, for example. Risks like that aren't unique to Tesla, though. Certainly, if you look at Apple, well, they're shipping tens of millions of connected devices with cameras and microphones in China every single year. I don't see a whole lot of reason why Tesla would be assessed much differently. Anyway, thinking about that risk assessment, and particularly related to today's news, I don't think it changes anything. That risk was there before, it's still there after. And nothing about the Chinese military not wanting 9 cameras from a US company being constantly driven around their military compounds gives me any reason to feel like that risk is suddenly heightened. That's a completely natural move, and again, I'm surprised it wasn't this way from the start. Alright, next up here we've got an update on what will be Tesla's newest casting machine, sometimes called a Gigapress, thanks to a video update from Idra Group, the manufacturers of the casting machine used on the Model Y. In the video posted yesterday, they say that, quote, we are very proud to announce that today, on the 16th of March 2021, we have been able to secure the first order for an 8,000-ton die-casting machine, end quote, saying that it's going to one of the leading manufacturers of new energy vehicles, which is obviously Tesla, based on Elon Musk's comments on the Q4 earnings call, talking about an 8,000-ton die-casting machine. One of the exciting parts here, among many, is that even though they say they just secured the order, from the video they show here, there's a lot of footage of the actual equipment, and it looks like it's complete, so hopefully it won't be too long from now where we see this show up at Giga Texas. Of course, once there, this is intended to be used for the Cybertruck. Interestingly here, Idra Group's general manager during this video said, quote, this giant machine will be used for the production of chassis components of larger vehicles, such as pickup trucks, full electric lightweight goods vehicles, and SUVs, end quote. So it may not mean a whole lot, but still interesting to see that mention of lightweight goods vehicles, maybe Tesla is a little bit further along on developing a van than what they have suggested so far. All right, next here is a small bit of news out of Michigan passed along to me from a listener. Tesla is on the verge of opening its second service center in the state near Grand Rapids after reaching a settlement with Michigan last year, allowing them to do some limited operations within the state. The location will be about 20,000 square feet, and it's expected to open later this month or in early April. All right, next up here, we've got a bit of possible news related to Elon Musk and Bitcoin. This is coming from Anthony Scaramucci on Twitter. He now operates an investment company, formerly a communications director at the White House. Says, quote, Elon Musk didn't stop with Tesla. I understand that SpaceX owns Bitcoin on its balance sheet. Elon Musk owns over $5 billion in Bitcoin via Tesla, SpaceX, and personally. End quote. So who knows what his source is? I don't know if this is accurate information, but we did see SpaceX attend the MicroStrategy Bitcoin for Corporations conference that had sparked a little bit of the early speculation that Tesla might be taking a position. And while SpaceX and Tesla have, at this point, pretty different balance sheets, it wouldn't be all that surprising if SpaceX had a small position in Bitcoin as well. Assuming Tesla has not yet sold any of their Bitcoin position, it would now have increased to about $2.5 billion. Scaramucci here is saying $5 billion across Tesla, SpaceX, and Elon Musk's individual holdings. SpaceX's position would probably be smaller than Tesla's, again, just because of the balance sheet. So if this is accurate, maybe Elon Musk has a billion or two in Bitcoin individually. If so, I don't think that would be terribly surprising. All right, moving over to SpaceX then. It's been a little bit since we've talked about it, so figured we could check in and wrap up the week. Although I guess maybe not quite, because there might be an episode dropping over the weekend. But for SpaceX, right now we're on Starship serial number 11. So that did have a static fire, sort of, on Monday. Looked like it was aborted a little bit early. So the expectation is that SpaceX will do another static fire test, probably sometime next week, prior to an actual test flight, which could be as early as next week, although I probably wouldn't count on that. The other exciting development is for the booster, which will eventually pair with Starship. So this is called Super Heavy. If you haven't seen SpaceX's animation on how this is all going to come together, I definitely recommend watching that. I'll put a link to that full video in the show notes. But for the first time this last week, SpaceX has now fully stacked Super Heavy booster number one. So SpaceX will do some testing on this one, but this one will not take a test flight. Elon on Twitter saying, quote, Booster One is a production pathfinder figuring out how to build and transport 70 meter tall stage. Booster Two will fly, end quote. Seeing just the booster upright is already pretty incredible, and then just imagine throwing a Starship on top of that. It's going to be really impressive, and hopefully we're not too far from seeing that sometime this year. As for Starlink, launches continue rapidly. The next one's scheduled for next week Wednesday, though the schedule has been changing a little bit, at 4:58 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 8:58 a.m. UTC. That'll be SpaceX's ninth launch this year. That is where we'll leave it for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you maybe this weekend for another episode. Otherwise, Monday, March 22nd. Thank you.